caregiving is extremely demanding. There's an emotional component, mental, physical, financial issues that you're dealing with. And then when you add a job to that, it can be quite overwhelming.
Lynn Moku is one of the estimated 154,000 unpaid family caregivers in Hawaii. She left the workforce to care for her husband full time.
I just felt that I was so burnt out from trying to juggle with very little balance in my life. You know, by the end of the day, there wasn't anything left for me or for him also. So every little bit helps.
The state legislature passed House Bill 607, the Kupuna Caregiver Bill, to help people like Lynn stay in the workforce. Audrey Suga Nakagawa is the advocacy director for AARP.
It's a model bill for this country. It started off with just a $600,000. It's a very modest budget, but it's really for the planning. And what this bill hopes to do is provide at least $70 a day per person so that they can purchase adult daycare or in-home services. There's a second part to this, and so this program will need to go back to the legislature next year to ask for additional funding to really do the full implementation.
The bill is not on the governor's veto list. Suga Nakagawa also took the opportunity to criticize and oppose the U.S. Senate's draft of the American Health Care Act, the replacement for Obamacare. She says the Republican majority's proposal, if passed in its current version, includes an age tax for older Americans 50 to 64.
So if this person had to buy their own health insurance plan, not by their employer, their own health insurance plan because they're self-employed, they lost a job, or they quit early on or retired early on because they had to take care of a loved one, they will be expected to pay at least $3,000 to $6,000 more a year for the health care benefit.
Suga Nakagawa says Hawaii has 268,000 residents between the ages of 50 and 64. State lawmakers are also funding aging and disability resource centers in all four counties with $1.7 million, plus expansion of the long-term care ombudsman's office. One bedrock program for the elderly was also passed.
The Kupuna Care Program, which has been in existence for over 9 years, provides respite services. Many of the organizations, like Catholic Charities, are providing transportation, meals, bathing services, home care services to help our families who really need the additional assistance. And that bill got this additional $4.1 million. It's waiting for the governor's signature.
Meanwhile, family caregiver Moku plans to return to the workforce on a part-time basis in the near future. She encourages seniors to voice their concerns.
You know, we live in a society where we're somewhat passive and, you know, we don't share a lot of information with the public or even with legislators, but you need to self-advocate and you need to tell your legislators what you need. You have a voice and you have to fight for what you need.
For more information on upcoming caregiver workshops, go to AARP State Events Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.